Radio.Dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. It is Senior Day out here at Forest Meadows. The day when Delano, halfway through, got past the Argonauts, 4-3 in the women's match, and we are now ready to bring you the men's match. And with the play-by-play, our broadcast team for today, Michael Wells and Josh Johnson.
Thank you so much, Stu. We had quite a thriller in the first game that saw Eliana Mendez, the lone senior on the women's team, play very well. She had the equalizer at 3-3. The Lady Penguins, of course, ended up winning that game 4-3. In this second matchup, the men's game, that'll get underway here as we have the captains out shaking hands. They'll decide who's going which direction. This game will be underway soon. The star of this game is going to be senior Asera Vegas, playing in his last game at Dominican University. Vegas is an active leader on campus, participating in the Penguins Student Athlete Advisory Committee. He's worked his way in and out of the lineup this year, despite battling an ankle injury, and it should be a special day for him, and hopefully it's somewhat as special as Ellie's was.
No doubt about it. Asera Vegas is a player here. He's come to Dominican straight from Hawaii. He went to the great Kamehameha High School. It's a high school known for its great athletes, its great soccer. And he has come out here to Dominican, and he has played great throughout his 4 years here at DU. Now he's trying to finish it up, hopefully with a win. But he's battled a lot of stuff this year. It's been a turbulent year for Asera. He's battled an ankle injury. He's battled knee injuries. He's had a knee that's kind of nagged him his whole college career. And he definitely had an ankle injury on an off day. And he came in here to DU and is still playing. Played. Just coming off from Hawaii, he was able to visit home and play for his home fans and for his family. Now, senior day, he's hoping to come out here and get some PT in and be able, hopefully, I hope the man scores a goal and is able to go out here on a great note here at Dominican University. But it's Asera Vegas. He's my main man here at radio.dominican.edu. But Mike Wells will be bringing you all the play-by-play. I'll have bits of your stats and your color commentary as I only can here on radio.dominican.edu. And also, don't forget, All Pro Sports Show, we're moving times. Mondays, we're probably going to go 10 to 11:30 or 11 to 12, 10:30 to 12:30.
Depends on how hungry Josh gets and when
pretty
when
much,
he wants
but
to get out of the studio.
I have a new name for it. It's the All Pro Sports Show Monday Morning Quarterbacks version. That's what we're going to call it. All Michael Wells throws around that
Isn't
a lot.
Isn't that what we do anyway?
No doubt about it. That's what we do anyway. But it's the All Pro Sports Show, the Monday Morning Quarterbacks. Here on radio.dominican.edu.
Josh, you were talking about Vegas earlier. He's not the only star today on this men's team. Pedro Guevara, sophomore co-captain, perhaps the best player on this Penguin team. He leads the team in goals and points. He's one of the more exciting players in the entire league. He's sure to receive a large amount of consideration for the All-Pac West team. Guevara was selected to the Pac West Weekly Top 10 Honor Roll for the fourth time this past week. And two of the unsung heroes, you don't see their name in the ink column. You don't read their name in the paper too often. That's Alex Ziegler and Ryan Vella, the two captains. And the reason you don't see them in the paper all that much, Josh, is because they're on defense, too busy preventing the goals.
Oh, no doubt about it. Two captains who put in hard work over their 3 years here at DU. Great guys. I've watched them play since their freshman year, and they're definitely impressive. Another person you got to look out for is Shane Huberts. He's another talented forward that has made a lot of noise this season. He was also a preseason all-league selection and is making the case for postseason recognition also. So don't forget about Shane Huberts as well as Matt Gonzalez. He is the freshman goalkeeper. He has played well in his first campaign with the Penguins. A lot of great freshmen this year along with Gonzalez on both teams. And Gonzalez is long and lengthy and will be a fixture in the net for the next several years for the DU Penguins.
Yeah, and we got our hands full today as we take on Notre Dame, Dane Muir. They are 8-1-1 in the Pac West Conference. They sit in second place. As it stands right now, Dominican is in sixth at 4-6-1 with 13 overall points. We have a chance to move up in the standings a little bit. It's looking like fourth place might be out of reach, but it'd be nice to get in there, sneak in there ahead of BYU Hawaii. You can hear Brandon Davis, the sports information director, in the background, starting to call out the lineups for both the Penguins and the Notre Dame Dane Muir Argonauts as we get set to renew. I can't even say renew anymore, Josh, but to kind of keep this rivalry going, the rivalry we used to have with the Argonauts in the Pac West Conference. It seems like it started up here again in the Pac West.
No doubt about it, Mike. Absolutely agree with you. A little bit of correction. We said Matt Gonzalez. That's Matt Carlson. Matt Carlson is the goalkeeper here for DU. He's the tall, true freshman who's having a great showing so far at Dominican University. We look to see a lot of great play for him in the next 3 years. But as Mike said, we are in the PacWest Conference. It's a new level of competition. It's an entirely new level of play. And now they're honoring our own Sarah Vegas, the Hawaii native here.
Hawaii. You know, he had a bit of a homecoming last week when the men's soccer team made their first trip to Hawaii. The entire team got to go to his house, have a little luau. Is that, you know, do the luau?
Oh, no doubt about. Do the luau. Or luau is actually like Hawaiian barbecue.
Yeah,
it's
it's good stuff. When I was over there, they got the pork. You got to eat the pork. The pork's good.
Oh, it's the best. The poi. Some people don't like poi. I love poi. Poi's the bomb.
Poi's not so much for me. So they're celebrating a Sarah Vegas today. He is a senior. He's the lone senior. This day is all about Eliana Mendez and a Sarah Vegas right now, taking some pictures, some snapshots. He's got a lei around his head, sporting the dreadlocks that he always does. Got to throw that in there because you never know what haircut he's going to have in 20 years when he listens to this podcast. But he's got the dreads.
He's got the long dreads, the Bob Marley dreads.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Those things are natural, and they are good looking. Look at those balloons, flowers, the family. You know, it's nice. It's special to see Delano out there with him. But as soon as this little ceremony is done, Josh, there's going to be no hugs and kisses between these two teams. A lot of bad blood here.
Oh, no doubt. NDNU is a team that has come in here and they have faced DU and given us a lot of great competition. We're definitely looking to come here and make some damage. But NDNU, we're going to go ahead and name off their whole list. We're not too 100% sure of the starters, but we will have the starters for you in a few seconds. For NDNU, you have Joseph Mora, Philip Hoog, Oswaldo Hernandez, Scott Swetnam, Russell McCluskey, Caden Nimmo, Christian Rosales, Nathan Carlson, Giovanni Linares, Cristobal Montez, Jacob Zavala, Christian Cananavina, I believe that's the way you pronounce it. We're sorry if the pronunciations are a little off. Cole Travis, Renee Jimenez, Arturo Gomez, Karush Benham, Kellen Kofis, Gustavo Vargas, Thomas Ortiz, Chris Arceo, Luis Astorga, Jorge Serrano, Henry Dominic Soroka, Isaiah Castro, Michael Arcero, Sam Limon, and Josue Pinal. Their head coaches, as well as the women's head coach, BJ Noble, and his assistants are Paul McMillan and Ron Schell. And the starters are being introduced on the field right now as NDNU. So we gave you the whole list, and we will be letting you know who's going to be on the squad.
Should be an exciting game today. The Penguins get an opportunity to take on one of the league's best teams. When they had the league's best team in town a couple weeks back, Grand Canyon, they played very well. They ended up losing 1-0. But it's still an impressive performance by these Penguins that have made an excellent transition into the NCAA Division II and the PacWest Conference. As we see Vela, some of the household names coming out now for your Penguins. There's Shane Huberts. He's the man. We got some Dominican fans walking in front of us. We're expecting a big crowd, a loud and enthusiastic crowd today, as I see Philip Havlicek, former Dominican men's basketball great.
No doubt about it.
Sporting the wife beater in the
DU legend
and the San Francisco giant hat. A Sarah Vegas with a loud applause. I don't know if you could hear it, but a lot of people got on their feet and gave him a nice clap. That's nice to see.
No doubt about it. Sarah Vegas in the starting line, as well as Rafi Garcia, Ryan Vela. We got my man Tommy. We have as well Shane Huberts. We got Derek War. We have Josue. We got all your great DU players that you are more than accustomed of seeing here at radio.dominican.edu and here at Dominican University. And we're also letting you know, if you're ever in the area, you should visit San Rafael in the beautiful Marin County. Check out our athletics. The best kept secret in California is what I say, Mike. DU athletics.
I wouldn't disagree with it.
Best kept. I mean, who else? A lot of people say, DU, where is that? Until you get here, then you know that, this is where it's at. This is DU sports. This is DU athletics. Great teams. And our great athletic director is strolling around right now. That's Terry Toomey. Brand new addition to our athletics department. But it's done so much so far to ensure our athletes' success and well-doing here at Dominican University. Only on radio.dominican.edu do we give you the most updates and the best in sports news, the best in sports casting.
It appears the Dominican Penguins will take the south side first, attacking the north, and the Argonauts will take the opposite, obviously. That's good news for the Penguins. I assume that means they won the coin toss because you always want it. We got a little slant on this field here at Forest Meadows. You always want to be going downhill in the second half. We saw that advantage work out so well for the women just about an hour ago as they won 4-3 with three unanswered goals in the second half. Center referee sporting a ponytail. Looks like a fit guy. Hopefully he can keep up with these high-quality guys, get up and down the field a little bit and call a good game for us. Notre Dame, Dana Muir, one last attempt to pump themselves up as they break the huddle, and they will kick it off. So we're all set here.
Shout out to Hawaii, our listeners from Hawaii tuning in right now. We definitely know we have some, seeing that Sarah Vegas is playing his last game as a DU Penguin, or at least his last game here at home.
It'll
in
be
the DU jersey.
It'll be Montez and Astorga to kick it off as soon as the ref's ready. There's the whistle. Astorga's got it. And they're gonna put some pressure on Carls here early, and they take a shot from midfield. You don't see that all the time, but fortunately we were ready for that.
It's a different type of strategy, I guess, to try to catch
him sleeping.
Yeah, catch the defending team off balance, but you can't pull that against Carlson. He's showed great play as a true freshman, and we really haven't seen any freshman-type mistakes from him this season. He's been pretty solid all around, which is great to see.
The ball went over the goal. Carlson kicked it out on the goal kick. Here comes NDNU right back. Oh, little volley there. Goes out of bounds. We had Ramirez, the freshman, accidentally kick it out of bounds just across the end line. That'll be a corner, and it looks like Zavala will take this one. Notre Dame, Dana Muir, the Argonauts, threatening early. Alex Ziegler, the junior captain, shouting out orders. It's a short kick, and Vela wins it. That ball is going to go out of bounds. It's going to be a Notre Dame, Dana Muir throwing over on the right side of the field, just about 10 yards north of the 18, and to throw it in will be Mitchell, the freshman from Helena, Montana. And here it is. Let's see what he's got. Pretty big throw. Looking to flick on. Here's Ziegler. Ziegler clears away. Right back to him.
Ziegler is a junior here. He has played great. He's up there from way up in North County, Alex Ziegler. And when I say North County, I'm talking far up there. We're talking Eureka, California. And he is way up there, and he has played great D so far here at DU. Great soccer player, great defender. Him and Ryan Villa are the co-captains here for your men's Penguins.
Another good throw, and this time it's cleared by Huberts. Notre Dame puts it back into the box. Little flick on that time by Zavala. Not much of a problem. They do get a little bit of a chip cross in there that brings Carlson out of the goal. He saves it. He'll ask everyone to clear out, wait, and punts it away. It's a beauty. Nice high one. A couple of players shielding their eyes from the sun. Here's Guevara. Guevara flicks on. Nope, doesn't have it. Clinch plays it on over in the direction of Garcia. The ball's out of bounds. It'll be a Penguin throw-in on the right side of the field. Excuse me. The referees changed that call. It'll be an Argonaut throw-in.
No doubt. We also remind you, our head coach of our men's soccer team is also John Delano. He's director of soccer here at Dominican, would be his official title. Great, great game already to start off the day, and now he's hoping to finish up and go 2-0 on the day with the men's team. The DU men's team, they've faced a lot of tough teams so far this year, Mike. I mean, it's been a tough transition, but they have played great soccer.
Here comes Mitchell to take another throw-in. He's the go-to guy when the ball's out of bounds close to the box. He'll get a running start and have a toss at it. Here they go. Argonauts threatening. Ball goes into the box. It's a beauty. Huberts is there. Plays it off of the back of somebody's head. Here's a cross. This time by Zavala. Just a little bit too far. It's run down by Gomez. He's on the other corner on the right side. Brings it back. Wants to switch it. Goes on the other side. Ball's played into the box by the Argonauts. Mitchell tees one up. Doesn't quite get it off. The Argonauts still do have the ball. Astorga plays corner, and the Argonauts get a nice cross in there. Brings Carlson out. Offsides on the Argonauts. Good news, because right there, attacking in the box was Zavala. He had a chance at it, and Carlson will kick it away for the goal kick. In just a moment here, we'll have Josh Johnson and Stuart Horn taking over as I'll be headed to basketball practice. We have more than just a few obligations here on campus. The goal kick is a good one. Here's Rafi, as we call him. Rafi Garcia plays it up. Dominican's men's team loses it. The Argonauts come back threatening up the right side, out of bounds. and the line judge calls it in favor of the Penguins. They'll have a throw-in on their own side of the field 5 minutes into the game and no score.
It's kind of been a little slow game to start it off. Both teams trying to find, I guess, a place of dominance somewhere to take up and take over. But the Sarah Vegas will come in with a great header off of the throw-in.
Notre Dame, Danimir switches sides now. Here's McCloskey with a ball into the box. Mitchell wants to go on the ground for a shot from the top just outside of the 18. It's deflected. Here's Guevara, perhaps one of the best in the league. He loses it. Instead, we got Sweetenham. Sweetenham plays it up the right sideline. Argonauts still have it. Shielding on the other side is Gomez. Gomez tries to keep it out, plays middle. There's Huberts. He's just happy to get it out of there. Just going to get it out. And for the first time today, Mora, the goalkeeper for the Argonauts, gets into play. He goes left foot, sends it right back. Here's Ziegler. Ziegler wins just about every 50-50 ball his way. Heads it over to Huberts, who plays it forward in the direction of Clinch. Clinch loses it, and we got the Argonauts coming back this way. Mitchell plays a little through ball. Doesn't look like it's going really to anyone, but nice speed that time by Montez to run it down. He'll play it back, and the Argonauts into the box. Vela with a nice trap with the stomach, and they're struggling to clear it. Here come the Argonauts. Mitchell has a whiff at it. Tried to volley that one in from the top of the box. Vegas at the top, the senior today. And it's cleared by Rafi Garcia up top. The Argonauts try to play back to the goalie. They go with two headers. The first one didn't quite make it, and they had to sneak in there, head it twice, so that their keeper, Mora, could pick that one up. Ball plays up, a little dummy. Nice play by the sophomore forward, Montez, but it didn't work, and Vela cleared it. Here come the Argonauts back across midfield. Here's Montez again. Likes the little dump off to McCloskey. Doesn't fool the Penguins, and they get it out again. But the Argonauts have clearly dominated the possession thus far. Ball's played up. Nice job that time by Huberts to win it in the middle, but Dominican's still struggling to maintain possession. Here we go in the back. This is Ramirez. Ramirez plays it up in the area of Vegas, but Vegas doesn't get it, and the Penguins lose the ball again. Here come the Argonauts up the right side, and that ball played out of bounds that time by Wilkinson.
No doubt, Derek Wilkinson, he's a junior. He's from Windsor, California. Great play. He's been starting since his freshman year. I mean, one of those former true freshmen that DU is so famous for, having great freshmen coming in and play off the top. He's played great. And now taking over your play-by-play will be me, Josh Johnson. As NDU have the ball, they'll take it across the timeline. Up again, and there is ball still in remains by NDU. Go ahead, and the short pass goes over as Brian Vela plays with the defense. He's shielding, trying to get the ball out. Almost gets to clear, but nope, it is out, and the throw-in will be by NDU. To go for the throw-in, they'll have Chris Arceo, the senior from Santa Monica, California, representing the Argonauts. We saw the women's team be able to capitalize off of these throw-ins. Hopefully, DU will be able to keep the Argonauts from doing the same as Derek Wilkinson was able to go ahead with the header and clear it. As Ryan Vela is able to go ahead again, gets a little body contact on the ball, bounces out, and Carlson trying to go for the out again as the ball goes out of bounds, and Notre Dame will have the corner kick. Coming in with the corner kick for Notre Dame is Jacob Zavala. Zavala from Las Vegas, Nevada, playing for the Argonauts, kicks it in, but Jose Contreras will have the ball. He'll clear it out of bounds, and the throw-in will come from the Argonauts from NDNU. No scores yet. It's about 36 minutes left to go, 0-0. Throw-in comes from NDNU as Contreras is playing defense. He gets the slide tackle. It goes out again. Called out once again by the refs, and they've been down here on the eastern side of the field, a little bit downhill as DU is trying to battle, make sure that there is no scores put up, as the toss-in will come again from Chris Arceo from Santa Monica, California, here for the Argonauts. Oh, and the header goes up, and it is headed up by Derek Wilkinson, knocked out again by number 30, Domingo Ramirez, the freshman. He heads it out of bounds, and a corner kick will come from the Argonauts. With the corner kick, we have Arturo Gomez from San Diego, California. representing the NDNU Argonauts. He kicks it in, and a great clear by Shane Hubert is able to knock it out. A kick in by Notre Dame, kicks out again by Sarah Vegas. He's playing great defense right now. Header by Ryan Vela. Ball's kicked up again by the NDNU Argonauts. The Argonauts have it. A little bit over. They kick back, toss over to their defenders. Is able to come back, and NDNU has it. We'll toss over back again across the half field line. Over again to another NDNU defender as Sarah Vegas is in front of him. Will and Dylan trying to shield, trying to play great defense with the charges. Alex Ziegler will have the ball again. Great defensive player will go out to Ramirez.
Good work, Domingo.
Domingo Ramirez clears it out as Shane Hubert comes up out to Ryan Vela again, and Vela clears the ball again. It will go out of bounds, and with the throw-in will be the Argonauts. And back now with your play-by-play is Stuart Hoare. Or I will continue with play-by-play. It's Stuart Hoare. I'm having a little bit of fun, Stu, here at radio.dominican.edu.
No, Josh, I think you got to stick with it. You're sounding great.
All right.
And I've been here listening to you, and I'm just hanging back and letting you do your thing. You sound great.
It's the first time for everything, so I guess I'm on it right now as we'll have.
I'll take the second half, but you just work with it now.
No doubt. The throw-in from the true freshman, that is Tommy Klitsch from Montana. He gets the throw-in as DU will have to turn, and it will be a foul, I believe that's called, and the ball will go to DU's side of the field. That was Tommy Klitsch from Helena, Montana. He is a true freshman getting the start here on John Delano's great men's soccer team.
Hey, watch the cross.
As again with the cross will be, or with the kick, excuse me, will be the Argonauts. Argonauts go ahead and kick it in. Oh, it is headed by the Argonauts, and it is covered by Carlson. Matt Carlson with the great save. He's the freshman goalkeeper. The header on that one was Chris Arceo, the senior on the Argonauts team. As DU will have the ball again on the other side of the field over on the west side, or on the east side, excuse me, as it is out by the DUs. And Tommy Klitsch will go ahead again with the throw-in.
60 to 65 wide, probably almost double that, so it's about 120.
Tommy Klitsch will have the throw-in. Oh, Sarah Vegas tries to go up for the header, doesn't quite get it. The NDNU goaltender will with the ball, with the goal kick. Goal kick goes up. Ryan Vela goes up with the header. A little bit of 50-50 there. It's headed out of bounds, and it's saved by the Argonauts as Domingo Ramirez tries to get it back, and Ryan Vela will go ahead and clear it out of bounds. Looks like a lucky fan may have gotten that one as it bounces next to me here.
Pretty physical so far, Josh, especially that last series.
Oh, no, real cat and mouse right now. That's definitely real physical, definitely really of – I see a lot of strategy going down in this game, Stu, as both teams are trying to sort of get the up and over on the other one. Score is still 0-0, about 33 minutes left here. As DU will have the ball up, Rafi Garcia has it now, and it is cleared out by the Argonaut defender. Rafi Garcia looked to have a little step on him, but the Argonauts a lot of speed on their side of the field. Is able to take it up on the west side of the field now. It's a little bit of a dip, sort of. Field sort of at a slant. It could be.
That header by Ziegler, Josh, was just brutal. Came from about 50 yards away, going about 30 miles an hour. Hit him right in the forehead.
Oh, no doubt about it. Ziegler is definitely one of those players who always gets the top end of each play. As the ball will be over here on the west side. And you have Ryan Vela and Domingo Ramirez fighting for it against number 21, which is Luis Astorga. Astorga not able to get it out. It will go out, and now with the corner kick will be the Argonauts.
That one went out off the end line, and lucky for the Penguins, it did.
No doubt lucky for the Penguins, it did. As Zavala, the senior from Las Vegas, with the kick out, it's still inbounded. And Shane Huberts, the other defender, will kick that out of bounds, and heads up. Shane Huberts with the clear. Great defense so far by the DUs. It seems like a real defensive game. No team is really letting the other one get ahead right now. As Arceo will have the ball here for the Argonauts. Shane Huberts once again playing great defense.
That one came right over the top of the broadcasting area here at Dominican University of California. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu with the play-by-play. Here's my partner, Josh Johnson.
No doubt about it, Stu. Great to have you here on radio.dominican.edu.
Well,
we welcome
John.
All our listeners. From all across the world, from San Fran in Japan, from the Yukon of Euphrates, is a throw-in from Arceo. What happened in the next few milliseconds. Arceo tosses it in, head off of Gomez. Arceo will have it again. He's closed down on Pedro Guevara. Pedro Guevara, the great, great player here. We have one of our all-stars at Dominican University. As Rafi Garcia plays defense again against the Argonauts. And Domingo Ramirez. Once again, Ramirez is able to kick it out and clear it from Zavala. Zavala, he is the senior from Las Vegas.
Man, they cleared that thing out, Josh, and it ended up down in the creek. I don't know, they're going to have to get a new game ball.
I'm telling you, that's the thing about playing. It's real nature-y woodsy out here on our field here in beautiful Forest Meadows in Marin County in San Rafael. Great, great field, but there's a lot of wildlife around us. I wouldn't be surprised to see a deer run across the field right now.
Yeah, it has happened.
No doubt about it. As the corner kick from NDNU is unsuccessful, Carlson got up, snatched it. The very tall, lanky, lengthy freshman.
Carlson's 6'4", Josh.
Oh, he's a big kid. He's definitely big as a true freshman.
Reached up and nabbed that one.
I didn't know they made him that big right out of high school. But Carlson with a great goal kick as it goes across as NDNU is trying to bring it downfield. And Domingo Ramirez, once again with great defense, is able to clear it out of bounds. Coming downfield that time was Coffis. Coffis is a junior from Ben Lomond, California. He's able to play in his home state today. As he does all the time, I should say, because Notre Dame is right there in Belmont.
Oh, no!
And the goal by, I believe that was Arceo, the senior from Las Vegas, is able to get a goal in just out of the reach of the hands of Matt Carlson.
Carlson dove for it, Josh, over to his right. He was diving, but it was just over his head. And you're right, that was a beautiful play from midfield on the right side. Came in high with a hook on it, right over the top of the goalkeeper.
Great, great play. Score is now 1-0. Argonauts up over the D's with about 29 minutes to go here in the first half of the game.
1-0.
Playing catch-up has been the story of the day for DU soccer. The women's team was able to get back and get in front. Hopefully the DU men's can do the same as Jose Contreras seems to be tripped up on the sideline over here on our far side as NDNU's defenders will handle the ball now. The Argonauts are playing very good defense as well as the DU's originally, but the Argonauts are able to get ahead. Oh, and they get behind Ryan Vela, and I believe that is the Argonauts player. He comes in, tries to bend the ball, a little bit of a hook to it, doesn't quite get it in.
He's looking for the hook off the right side, off the right post, and it just had no hook, as you said, Josh. It was a straight ball, wide to the right.
Right you are, Stu, and that was Montez. He's from Fremont, California, went to John Kennedy High School. I've heard of Montez before. Montez, a great soccer player coming out of the Fremont area. And now here, Dominican University is still on the back inside in terms of defense. They have their backs against the wall as NDNU is pressuring the tempo.
Their front guys have got that lime green shoe thing going on, Josh. It's hard to miss them.
They definitely do. I wonder if that's intentional. I wonder if that's just something that the coaches like to do to recognize players. You never know. There's a lot of different strategies and a lot of different traditions or such that a lot of coaches throw in, you know, to, I guess, recognize their players. But right now, with the out on that one was Christian Rosales.
Josh, the guys with the lime green are the outside,
what are they?
Midfielders?
The outside midfielders. So all the outside midfielders.
They're the only ones
with
the lime green shoes.
Huh. Now, that would lead me to believe, Stu, that that's a way, I guess, that has to do something with the game, with the scheme of the game, I'm thinking.
Well,
maybe.
According to our expert, Devin is sitting behind me, and she just said it's personal preference, but it just so happens that it's very symmetrical in that it's both outside midfielders.
And just on that play, as DU was taking it over to the side of the NDNU's, Rafi Garcia was fouled, knocked down hard to the ground, and the DU's will have the kick as Pedro Guevara will take it for Dominican University. Pedro, outstanding athlete here at Dominican, freshman of the year last year. And this year, if they had a sophomore of the year award, he'd definitely get it. He's played great for the Penguins.
27 and a half minutes to go, fans, on radio.dominican.edu. Penguins trail 1-0. Here's Josh.
Rivera will have the kick. Gets over the three NDNU defenders. And the goalkeeper is able to get it. The goalkeeper, Jose Mora, is able to go ahead and save the goal as DU clears it out again. Derek Wilkinson is all over the place. Derek Wilkinson will have the header and bounce it out, but it will go out of bounds, and the throw-in will be by NDNU as the ball remains over here on the side of the DUs and Shane Hubert. So that is Wilkinson once again.
Hubert took that thing, Josh, right off the chin.
Oh, no doubt.
He looked down and see if he had a bleeder going, but he was okay. He popped right back up and got back in the game.
These are some tough guys. I'm telling you, Stu, is the throw-in by Indy and you. Indy and you had the throw-in, and it will go out of bounds as Wilkerson was defending.
You got to be a tough guy to play soccer, and just like you got to be a tough guy to be on the radio squad, as you know, Josh.
Well, soccer is a whole different type of athleticism than it takes to do radio. I think in radio we have to do our voice exercises.
It's arguable.
It's arguable. Yeah. I'll give that one to you.
Take a microphone to the mouth once in a while.
You know, sometimes a little stray balls come and fly at you from
That's
the
right.
field. You know, it's tough being.
Gotta have quick reflexes sitting up here.
No doubt, and there. The call is against DU as it will go on the side of it's for the DU actually. As it will go on the side of Indian U on the eastern side of the field. It's a little bit of a slant here. A lot of teams like to go east to west because it gives them that little advantage late in the second half as Ryan Vela will go ahead with the free kick. Vela kicks it, and Indian U playing great defense once again as Montez has it. He'll take it upfield. Oh, the Indian U's have it once again. Gomez now with the ball to pass back to Rosales. Rosales will go down deep up to Montez again. Montez with the header. The ball will look like it's headed out of bounds, and it will go out of bounds as the DU defender and the Indian U midfielder tried to take it. With the throw-in will be Derek Wilkerson.
Boy, Montez just came right across the box there, Josh, and headed that thing right out of here.
No doubt. Montez, you see a lot of great athleticism. As we said, it's a whole different type of game here in soccer. I mean, you're working more so with, I won't say hand-eye coordination, maybe foot-eye coordination.
Totally.
And there are definitely some great athletes. It's amazing what you can see soccer players do without using hands whatsoever.
Yeah, it can't be hand-eye.
No, not can be hand-eye. No, couldn't
not
be
here.
Good. That'd be a handball. That wouldn't work.
That would be a handball.
No doubt. And Tommy Clinch with the throw-in, it was knocked out of bounds, and he will go ahead and attempt another throw-in.
Josh, I'm sure you mentioned it, but fans, just so that you remember, the Penguins are moving uphill toward that northern goal.
Right.
Penguins defending the southern goal.
Northern
you might
southern.
Imagine if they're attacking the northern goal.
I was throwing east to west out there. Northern-southern is a lot easier.
All right. You know, you might actually be right.
No doubt.
It's more northeast.
we'll pull out the compasses and get that right here on radio. On DU.
I know
DU
the Penguins
radio.
Are moving uphill for the first half. That I know. Ooh.
No doubt about it. Tommy Clinch throws in the header off of Sarah Vega as Domingo Ramirez will not have the ball for the DUs. Ramirez, who was playing defense a little later, will go up. Osera seems to have a good look at it. And, oh, Pedro Guevara tried to come over, but Mora, the goalkeeper, is able to keep it out of the feet of Pedro. Mora will have the goal kick.
Oh.
Attempted clear by Shane Hubers. Doesn't quite get it out of there. Zindy and U has it again. Now for the DUs, Evan Cordova from Westminster, California, goes against the NDU defender, knocks it out of bounds, and now there will be, the out of bounds was on the NDU defender, so now the throw-in will be by Tommy Clinch.
Well, he can heave that thing, Josh,
way
in.
John
Eloy, it almost found the goal.
Finds the goal. Clinch off of the throw-in. It is bumped up the header by Sarah Vegas. And Alex Zegler is able to go ahead and get the goal for the DUs. They're tied 1-1 now.
Man, that was set up by a great end, Josh. It just heaved it all the way in right in front of the goal and set it up perfectly. What an assist.
Great, great play. As sort of a sliding kick there by Alex Zegler. Great player. We see a lot of good play from him. He plays a lot of defense for the DUs.
Mora got tied up right in front of the goal. That is Mora there, isn't it?
Yes, that
is
Mora.
Or is that Castro?
That is Mora.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. 1-1. Alex Zegler will even things up as now the DUs try to fight it back over to the side as the Argonauts are able to play great defense. Despite that last goal, the Argonauts have played pretty well here in this first half.
Yeah, Clinch credited with the assist there on the inbound throw.
No doubt about it, Clinch.
One up.
And as the play keeps going, Pedro Guevara against the Indian U Argonaut gets it out of bounds and I believe that was Guevara versus, I'll go ahead and just say Montez. I believe that was Montez on that one. No, correction, that was Gomez. And it'll be out of bounds as DU will go ahead.
That brought Coach Delano up off the bench, Josh, and he was directing traffic, and the ball's out of bounds, and Delano is back on the bench.
No doubt.
He's got to be feeling a little better now that it's 1-1.
He's got to be feeling a little better. Sweeten him with the throw-in. for the Argonauts. As the Sarah Vegas is over there fighting with the Argonauts player over the bench, up and over his head, real physical. A Sarah Vegas and Kellen Koff is fighting for the ball as Koff will go ahead with the free kick for the Argonauts. Sarah Vegas, the senior here, has played such good soccer over the years. He's been a starter here at DU. He's been a great role player. A guy that his teammates love, and he's playing a great game as NDU tries to put the ball up. The kick is made by Gomez and saved by Carlson. Carlson with the goalie kick. Quite a gun of a leg.
Bad boot, wide left.
I'm telling you, quite a gun of a leg there, Stu. Real hard kick by Carlson as Zegler will clear the ball again as the NDU try to bring it back over to this side. The Argonauts are working hard, trying to push the tempo, but DU's doing a good job of keeping the Argonauts out of it. A little tight play now. We got Rafi Garcia up against Sweetnam. Or McCluskey, excuse me. Scott McCluskey trying to fight past Rafi Garcia. Uh-oh, now we have Zavala. Zavala going against Domingo Ramirez. Ramirez goes to the side tackle, but it was called over to the DU's ball. It was fouled against... A foul against the Argonauts, and DU will go ahead, and Pedro Guevara will have the kick. Pedro Guevara, the all-star here, is able to bend the ball up. And Sarah Vegas tried to get up there with the header, but was denied by Zavala. Zavala able to get the header and clear it out. And a DU was the last one to touch it, a Penguin was, and now... Mora will have the goal kick. It's tied up 1-1. 20 minutes and about 30 seconds here left in the first half. So far, a little bit of a mellow game.
Whistle, Josh.
There's a whistle kick on that one. And there will be a free kick. Not sure quite what the foul or the penalty was on that one. Didn't see a flag go up, but the ref calls the free kick. As Zavala for the Argonauts will go ahead and take it. He's going against a lot of tough defenders here with the Penguins. He kicks it low. Is booted out by Zegler. Zegler wearing the knee brace. The fearsome defender here at Dominican University. As the DUs try to push the ball up, and it's out. And the throw in again by the Argonauts, and it is headed out again.
And that was a quick up and in for the Argos, and out of bounds immediately.
No doubt. Arcero will go ahead with the throw-in for the Argonauts as it is headed up again by Zegler. We're going to be calling his name all day as he head one's way out of here onto the tennis court. Zegler, a great defender, as well as with him and his co-captain, Ryan Vela. Zegler up again off of the throw-in by Montez. Zegler is able to get the header on it. And the kick is in, ricochets off a DU defender, and Carlson is able to get the ball. Carlson, the goalkeeper for the DUs, with yet again another great goal kick, clears it almost to the goal. He has a cannon for a leg there, Stu.
Yeah, he boots that thing to death. The last one was the only missed boot that I remember. The other ones, he's just letting them fly about 75 yards apiece.
No doubt about it. They're willing and dealing down here on the field as Shane Hubert gets the steal away from Zavala, but the ref calls the kick to Zavala. And the Argonauts have again as another Argonauts player is tripped up. And the whistle blows. No, the whistle does not blow again. The ref had his hands up. I figured that was a call against the DUs, but...
Play on.
He called play on. Now Diego... Oh. Ball tried to be playing by the Argonauts. Ramirez for the Penguins will go ahead and boot it out of bounds. And the throw-in will be by NDNU. McCluskey, Russell McCluskey. Will go ahead with the throw-in for the DUs. He's the senior. McCluskey again gets the ball, boots it halfway across the field off the chest of Evan Cordova here. Cordova, another true freshman here at Dominican University. Cordova will boot it up high, a little bit past the reach of the DU Penguins, but it will go out of bounds as the Sarah Vegas, the senior, tried to chase it down there. A Sarah known for his strength in terms of fighting through injuries. He's had hurt ankles, busted up knees, but continues to play. Definitely the Iron Man of the year for this DU team. As the ball is headed up and caught by Mora. Mora will go ahead and boot it down the field. Oh, as two, as Cordova and I believe that was Montez collided on that play. Time is called and there will be a sub in. Sarah Vegas, the senior, will leave. And Garrett Mitchell, another freshman from Helena, Montana, will come in for the DUs, taking the place of Sarah Vegas. Mitchell's very tall, very athletic. Guy that will definitely help on the offensive end of the ball. Mitchell will have the ball now, and he'll go up and down the sideline in front of the DU bench. And it will be out of bounds by the NDNU. And he tosses it down to Tommy Clinch, who will have the throw-in for the Penguins. Clinch will go ahead and throw in with the DUs. It is headed up by Hubert. Just missed the head as Pedro Guevara still retains the ball. Passes down to Alex Zegler. And
last time Clinch threw that thing in, he got the assist for the only score for the DUs, Josh.
No doubt about it. Not able to get it that time. Looked like they were looking for either Guevara or Zegler on that one. Zegler not quite able to get it as, again, with the play, will be the NDNU's. It is knocked out of bounds by Ramirez. Domingo Ramirez having a great game defensively today, not letting the Argonaut to get away with much. As Zegler, once again, with a good header. He will get those headers 9 out of 10 times.
Well, you're not
the
kidding,
ball out.
Josh, with that loose ball. I mean, that thing could be in the air for 3 seconds. And by the time it hits him in the head, it's really moving.
No doubt. Oh, almost out of bounds, but saved by Montez as a great play by Ryan Vela, who was almost out of bounds, able to boot it back and clear it back over on the NDNU side of the field.
That was a great play, Josh. You're right.
Ryan Vela, he's the junior, the co-captain of this team. Great, great defender. Fearsome player. Guy who's super aggressive. As NDNU will try to make their run for the goal right now. DU comes back in transition in terms of defense. Oh, catches Rafi Garcia off balance here. Tommy Clinch will step up and play defense against the NDNU defender, and Vela will come in again with the save, knocks it out.
You know, had Vela let that thing go, Carlson would have picked it up, and I think the Penguins would have been in better shape. I think Notre Dame's going to get the ball in the corner kick this time, Josh, but he had to make a split-second decision, as is normally the case, and I think just clearing it out and booting it over into the creek is not a bad move.
No doubt about it, but I'll tell you one thing. How about those ankle breakers by Zavala?
Oh.
Got our own Rafi Garcia in the dirt a little bit.
Yeah, when you trip up Rafi, you know you've done something right.
Oh, he's a very agile guy. He's a guy who was, he was a three-sport athlete in high school, at least a two-sport. He's a great basketball player, great soccer player. Last year is his first year playing for DU soccer, sophomore year, last season.
What a great job on the corner kick, bringing it in. The Penguins managed to clear it out.
And then I believe that's Garrett Mitchell again, once again tripping up on that one.
That could have been real trouble for the mighty DUs.
No doubt. Domingo Ramirez once again with the header to keep it out so the DUs can come back and transition within defense. Rafi Garcia is juked out again.
Twice in a row. Uh-oh.
You never see that a lot. As McCluskey tries to go on with the kick, Matt Carlson will follow it up, and he'll have the ball.
I like how Carlson called his man off, just got the low grumbling voice, and then unleashed a big bomb.
Oh, no doubt. He may be a freshman, but he's a man. He's 40. as in the likeness of Mike Van Gundy, I'm a man. I'm 40.
He can kick that thing. That's what you want. He's got a big leg.
No doubt about it. As the DUs try to make a rush towards the goal, is booted out by the NDNU defenders and out of bounds by Rosales, the sophomore from Redwood City, California.
One up, fans. 13 minutes to go in the first half with the play-by-play. Here's Josh.
And throw in once again by Tommy Clinch. They've scored off of these before. Soft little header by Shane Huberts as Moore is able to snatch it. NDNU tightening up on the defense. It's that last goal by the Penguins. Hard goal kick from Mora. The header by Rosales. Rosales will have the ball again on the sideline as Zegler is able to go ahead with the halfway slide tackle, gets it out of bounds. Alex Zegler playing tough on the defense. He's wearing a big knee brace.
Brought it out of bounds right here in front of the Opulent broadcasting area, Josh. Almost got us again. Got nailed. Well, in the ladies' game, we got nailed twice, once in the men's game.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. I
you set up right here, right here on the side of the field.
I was on the receiving ends of a lot of those. Yeah. It seems it's always me, but I'm working on my ducking, you know. I'm working on trying to get my head on a swivel. And
you're the magnet?
I'm the magnet. As the throw-in by Indian U was not successful, Carlson able to jump up, use that great 6'4" length to snatch the ball down.
Oh. That crossing is always so dangerous for the DUs on those corner kicks. But the Penguins have managed to clear it out nicely today.
The Penguins have cleared it out nicely. This has been a really strategic defensive game. Both teams really not trying to give up too much as the ball is tossed in off the chest of Huberts. Knocks down, unintentionally knocks down Rosales. He's out of bounds, and Indian U will have the ball.
Clock rolls, 11.5, 1-1.
McCluskey will have it here in front of the broadcast booth. McCluskey kicks it out up top, down to the Indian U. Oh, and it's headed out by Zegler. And a lucky
into the tennis courts.
Into the tennis courts by Arcero.
That's the second ball today in the tennis courts, Josh. You don't see that too often, two in one day.
You don't see that way too often a lot. But we've seen a lot of balls in the tennis courts today, and Carlson will go ahead with the goal kick. Give a nice line drive out to Huberts, who was outran by Gomez, Arturo Gomez, the sophomore from San Diego, and the ball is out of bounds. And the DUs will have the throw-in. Tommy Clinch will have it. Throws in. It's blocked off the Indian U's. They have it now as Rosales is able to go downfield. And, oh, great defense once again by Alex Zegler. He gets up a little slow there, almost a scare for the DUs. He was going against Montez, both in a fast break towards the goal. Zegler is able to get down, kick the ball, clear it out of bounds. And with the throw-in will be Arcero once again, the senior.
We've got people chasing the game balls all over the place, Josh. That one, after the one into the tennis courts, then that one ends up down in the creek.
Put a lot of these young kids who come out to see the games to work. Go get balls. That's what we used to do when we were younger. They made us go fetch all the out-of-bounders and everything. So,
shot on goal.
Oh, and a shot on the goalie by Astorga, and Astorga is blocked by Carlson. Great, great save.
What a block by Carlson. That was
Matt
just
Carlson,
so
true
well
freshman.
Done.
Almost a scare there for the DUs, but great defense by Carlson. And Vela again will clear it out of bounds. And it stays in, just a little bit of a bounce, and it's called out by the ref. And a lucky fan will get that one.
Flick forward by NDNU with the Penguins. Well, what a save by Carlson. He was parallel, flat out, all the way diving. Came down and managed to keep the thing out and keep the game tied at 1 with 9:10 to go. Here's Josh.
Carlson pays attention, keeps his head on the swivel as McCluskey will have the toss in for the DUs, and it gets to Pedro Guevara. Guevara, he's dangerous when he has the ball between his feet. And
shanked.
Domingo Ramirez will shank it out of bounds. He's played a huge defensive role today, so We'll chop that up to his defensive effort,
yeah.
Not his offensive.
He called for the ball to be kicked back to him, and then he was going to clear it out and bring it all the way to the other end of the field. And instead, it went way wide to the right. And I think that's a third game ball that's been thrown out of play. Somebody just threw one and hit the broadcast table. I think everybody heard the clunk. However, those of us in the broadcasting area refuse to get up. We will not leave.
That's a toss in by.
A dangerous spot to be, Josh.
It is. Astorga tries to get the toss in. Brian Vela clears it out. Astorga will toss it in again as that one's cleared out by Ramirez once again.
We are right here on the edge of the field, folks. We are bringing you live soccer from very close range.
Hoog, and Hoog will go. Oh, that was Philip Hoog running up underneath the canopy real quickly with a quickness.
He was in the booth for a second.
His speed is amazing, though. He came pretty fast over here and cleared out just like turning on and turning off a light switch. That kid is quick, I'm telling you, as Hoog gets it.
I was backing up on him. I thought he was going to take out the whole broadcasting thing here.
No doubt. Acero will have the ball. He'll boot it back up to Astoria. Astoria tries to go in with the header, but it's blocked by Wilkinson. Shane Huberts will get the header off of Wilkinson's. And the defense again. Gomez is able to go up, and on all sides is called against the Argonauts, as Gomez was a little bit behind the DU defenders, and Carlson will go ahead and kick the ball again for
DU players. Are really letting the referees, let the referees know what they think.
They
like it.
They definitely are, but you got to be careful with that. You can get a yellow card, and that's definitely one thing we don't need.
No, they're not getting nasty. They're just yelling at them in case the refs miss it. And the refs looking right into the sun as they're watching the DUs on defense, which is, that's tough on the refs.
And the play is stopped. And free kick is once again given to NDNU.
It was Clinch who yelled out, the freshman. Clinch yelled out at the referee, hey, don't let him cut inside.
Yeah. It's part of sports. You got to make sure everybody's on their P's and Q's. And refs definitely get the full brunt of all criticisms. As the free kick is put up by NDNU, the header is out by Zegler.
Oh.
And, the kick down low from
Montez.
Just over the left bar.
A little bit wide left.
Left post, I should say, and a little bit out of the reach of Carlson.
6:20 to go, fans. Game tied at 1.
Carlson with a great kick once again. He even tried on that one. Got all across the half of the field. Carlson has a cannon. Pedro Guevara now doing work down low. Keeps the ball up, and it goes almost out of bounds. Rafi Garcia will have it against two NDNU defenders, and he'll kick it behind goal, and Mora will have it. Joseph Mora from Las Vegas, Nevada. His last school was UNLV, so he has played D1 soccer. And he is the goalkeeper today. He is a true freshman, actually.
He's a true freshman and he played D1?
That's what it says, UNLV, last school. He might be a transfer.
Yeah.
And his credits might qualify him as a freshman. You never know.
That's got to be what it is. 5.5 minutes in the first half, fans.
Still
slow down a little bit.
Slow down. This has been a mellow game. It's been a chess sort of soccer game, if I can say it like that. It's been a little bit of chess match. Both coaches trying to fill each other out. They kind of got a feel for how each other works in the first game, but two whole new teams. And
they started very aggressively at the top of the game, and then the last few minutes you're right, it's just been very analytical strategy. And we'll see what happens in the second half. But with 5 minutes exactly to go, and the ball's out of bounds, the clock continues to run.
Oh. Kofis will have the free kick as the ball is headed up by Hubertson off the chest of Garcia, Rafi Garcia for the DUs, as Pedro Guevara will have the ball over here. He'll switch directions real quick. Pedro Guevara putting the jukes on him.
That was amazing.
Great play by Guevara. Such a good player as he boots it really high. Garrett Mitchell tries to get out of bounds, and it is out against the DUs as the throw-in will come from Scott Sweetenham in Pleasanton, California, not too far from DU.
Dominican, I think, Josh, with the ball control here, is just really astounding footwork so far.
Oh, it's really astounding footwork. This is definitely, both of these teams seem to match up very well skill-wise in terms of playing the game. And that's great to see. Those are always the games where you have the nail-biters in anticipation. As Montez able to get the long kick down the field. Montez is one-on-one against Ryan Vela. Vela's playing tough defense, locks up with Montez. Art again to Astoria. Astoria will go again to McCluskey. McCluskey will go down to Arcero. Arcero up to Montez. Montez and Vela once again matching off, but now it's Montez versus two. He was against Vela and Ramirez as they get it out of bounds. Ramirez will be credited with kicking that out as the throw-in will come from Acero.
In case you missed it, fans, Penguin women were victorious earlier in the senior day match. Saw the final.
Header
on goal.
Going by Acero. Header by Montez. Hit the top of the hands of Carlson, able to get it out. And DU saves himself right there with great defense. That was a close one.
And the header on the inbound.
You can't be caught sleeping. It seems both these teams are moving slow motion, but they'll put pedal to the metal as soon as they see you sleeping.
That's what I was talking about.
For the DUs.
The great play of the Penguin women in their 4-3 victory earlier. And the final day of collegiate play at home for Ellie Mendez. And then that great save by the Penguins there. Boy, that was a shot on goal straight off the head of one of the Argonauts.
No doubt about it. As Gary Mitchell will be credited with kicking that one out of bounds, as the throw-in will come from Coffis. Kellen Coffis of NDNU will have the throw-in. It's booted up by Montez. Montez will go back to Astoria. Or Acero, I should say. Acero will go back to McCluskey. McCluskey will go ahead, pass to Acero. And out of bounds by Shane Hubert's playing great D once again. That'll be NDNU ball. The throw-in from McCluskey will go down again to Coffis. Coffis will have it and collides with Hubert's. Hubert's trying to get the ball there and fight for it with the charge. Hubert's knocks off. Falls to the ground as Zegler will go ahead and kick it and boot it back up across the field to Mitchell. Mitchell will have it for the DUs with the slide tackle. Mitchell trying to fight for the ball with Coffis all over each other. And they finally get a call. And both players arguing with the referee trying to get a call towards their way. But
the 6'3" freshman Mitchell got wrapped up there. Mitchell had the palms to the sky, Josh. He wanted to know why the call was against him.
Oh, Coffis as well. He had his palms up trying to get one. So it goes both ways. And Coffis will have the long boot, and it will be headed out of bounds by Wilkinson. Derek Wilkinson, the true freshman. Well, not the true freshman. He is the true junior, I should say. He was a true freshman. We have always have recruited great freshmen here at Dominican, such as Carlson and Clinch and Cordova and Mitchell. But now with the corner kick will be McCluskey.
Oh, another corner kick across right in front of the Penguin goal. And the Penguins managed to keep it out. Coming up on 1 minute, Josh.
And Arcero will have it. It's 1 minute, 1-1 tied here in the first half. It's been a very slow-paced game. Not a whole lot of high scoring, which has been the story for the men's team all year. Very tight games, very defensive. They have a lot of great defensive players as the ball is booted out by the Argonauts. And Tommy Clinch, with the great throwing, will go ahead with the throw-in once again.
You wouldn't know, Josh. The score is tied 1-1. The Argonauts have had a lot more offense in this first half.
Oh, yeah. If you talk about possession, they've definitely had the ball a lot more than us. But that was a story in the women's game as well. We possessed the ball more. They were able to score more often. But this has been a little tighter. With 30 seconds in, counting down, it's tied 1-1 here as NDNU will have the throw-in coming from Sweetenham.
I wonder if in the second half of the women's game, you know, Coach Delano saw a seam or saw some weakness that at halftime he was able to talk over with the team, because the Penguins came out in the second half just loaded for bear. And we'll see if the Penguin men can do the same thing.
Hopefully they can. They're playing great defense. That's definitely one thing.
10 seconds to go.
As NDNU is on the offensive, trying to get a goal before the clock strikes. And it will be wide and away from Rafi Garcia. And it will go out of bounds as Coffis tries to catch up to it. And that is your half. And great play so far. It's 1-1. It's been a real tight game. No team really holding the upper hand here. DU's definitely been playing great defense. And NDNU, you could say the same for them also, because they play defense as well. The score is tied 1-1 all. And we've seen a lot of good play from the usual suspects, such as Alex Zegler, Ryan Vela, Domingo Ramirez, a true freshman coming up, stepping up. Great. Shane Huberts, Garrett Mitchell showing some great play for us. Pedro Guevara trying to get some offense down in there working. But right now, it's pretty even still. I mean, how do you look at this game?
I'm going to say it started off, you know, it's pretty physical in that first quarter. And then both teams sort of slowed down, started to relax a little bit. Very strategic in the back half of the first period. And I'm just really anxious to see what's going to happen in the second half. Both teams now going to the clubhouse, going to calm down. They got a 14-minute break from now. And they'll have a chance to talk about the other side, team captains, what they got to see, and their assessment of the other side in the first half. They're both going to come out. Now, the big difference here, I think, Josh, is the Penguins are going to have the downhill advantage. That is, they're going to be moving from the north to the south, attacking that southern goal. And that's always an advantage. That's exactly the way it's set up for the women's game. And look how it turned out. The women ended up with 3 unanswered, winning that game earlier, 4-3. And now the Penguin men, we are at halftime, tied 1-1. You are listening to PacWest NC2A Division II Soccer. Coach John Delano is here, victorious with the women earlier. Stuart Horn, Josh Johnson, your DU broadcasters. We'll be back with the second half. Please stay with us on radio.dominican.edu.